Right, welcome back. Now, this man I'm going to introduce you could be the most important person you ever hear. He's a gentleman who has come to this country from his native Uganda with claims to have a cure for AIDS, amongst other things. Also, he believes that this new drug that is called Mariadina, is that right?
That's correct.
Mariadina. It's a combination of herbal pills consisting of antioxidants, which we all know are very good for us, vitamins and minerals, which he claims mops up the impurities called free radicals, which promote the multiplication of HIV. It stops damage caused by the body's cells by HIV and restricts its invasion of new immune cells called CD4 lymphocytes. As improvement occurs, CD4 count rises, and the CD8 drops. Now, I have tried, my friends, and welcome to the show, Professor. I've also got Colin Maximum here, who's been on before, who's a voodoo priest, expert, expert on voodoo. Right. And he brought an interesting guy into us before, and he's also brought us Dr. Sally. I can't find a doctor who'll come on and talk to you about this. They're either having dinner, they're either on their holidays, or they say they don't like the way you twist their words. So I don't know what you've done to the medical profession in this country, but you've upset them a lot.
Well, I don't know why they're upset, because I think the reason why they're afraid to come to this forum is because they have no ground to stand on once faced with the facts that I've found during my research. I've done this for the last 10 years, and I've treated 18,000 patients in Uganda with a 70 to 80% recovery rate. So they have no ground, and my research has been backed by scientific findings by other doctors. If you read Immunology Today, which is a journal, a medical journal, you'll find all the facts that relate to treating diseases with the antioxidants and the free radical scavengers. And that's what I've done.
Now, the News of the World, last week, I think it was, ran a story calling you the sick doc dupes dying with AIDS cure con. Did you read that?
Yes, I read that.
Yeah?
I was amazed to see that the News of the World could have come up with such a write-up. Because, first of all, they never wrote what I said. They didn't attend the seminar which I was giving to about 80 people. The people that listened to me understood, and they realized that I was not a sick doctor. And you couldn't expect them to report in the same article to say that I've been talking to packed houses all over Britain. Could those people not have realized that I was sick? Why should they turn up? You see, this is a pack of lies, of course.
Now, this is what worry. Now, you say this is a pack of lies. Are you going to take any kind of action against the newspaper for doing this?
I'm consulting my lawyers about that.
Because they start off by saying that health chiefs have launched an urgent probe into a charlatan doctor. Now, are you a properly qualified doctor?
I'm a qualified doctor. I qualified in one of the best universities in Uganda, which is Makerere University, and at that time it was awarding the degrees of the University of London. After that, I came and studied in the Royal College of Surgeons of Great Britain here in London, here Lincoln's Inn Fields, and in the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh. So I've got those qualifications, and those are not qualifications obtained by lunatics or sick doctors.
So why are you, I mean, you also, the product was called Mariadina, has been banned, I think, in Uganda.
Yes.
Why has it been banned in Uganda?
It is not banned, but it was restricted.
Importation
of it was restricted because it was manufactured in another country. Not because there was no ground. Because there was a big demonstration which was aimed at the Minister of Health of Uganda for banning Mariadina. And you must realize that the ban on Mariadina came after Glaxo Wellcome introduced their own product. And obviously, the Minister of Health was given the responsibility to promote this alternative treatment. So they had to stop Mariadina, which is a cheaper product. It's effective, non-toxic, and promotes the immune system. So this is the basic paradox.
Where did you discover this treatment?
Where? Oh, wow.
I suppose. Where is the material? But how did you discover it?
I did research. I had to look into history. I found that the AIDS is very similar to scurvy. And scurvy killed a lot of British sailors going to the Antarctica. Even Vasco da Gama went going around the world. He lost 100 men out of his 160. Now, I realized that the nutrition is a very, very vital a part of our immune promotion program. If one is not properly nourished, like those people who suffered from scurvy, you could die within a short time of diseases that originally you were resistant to. So the result of my research into the history of medicine, I found that James Lynn, the British surgeon, is the one who realized that giving people green vegetables and fruits made those people with scurvy recover. And if you examine the records, the scurvy description falls exactly where AIDS falls now. The same symptomatology, the same diseases, and everything. So the similarity between scurvy and AIDS made me realize that nutrition was basic in the treatment of people with the AIDS.
Now, it costs £60. Sounds a lot of money, but it costs £60 a month to have this treatment.
Yes, it does. Not usually. I mean, not always, because it depends on the amount of illness or the degree of illness you have. Those who have mild forms of illness, of AIDS, or other conditions, because it doesn't only treat AIDS, it treats many other conditions.
I mean, I don't think, actually, Professor, there is a mild form of AIDS.
Oh, yes, there is. There is full-blown AIDS.
Yeah.
That's the knowledge you've heard about that. The full-blown AIDS means there are so many symptoms. The person may have skin rashes, may have wasted a lot, may have pneumonia, he may have also some heart problems. So many conditions can occur. May have even meningitis or oral or gastrointestinal problems. So if you are treating all those problems, you're going to need a lot more of the product, because you have to realize that this is a nutritional supplement. It's like a food. It's a herbal preparation which is aimed at boosting the immune system. But the immune system is the best fight against disease.
Why can't you get it into the show? Why won't people sell it over here? You're having to sell it yourself through your website and your... Is that right?
Well, I do that. Yeah. But there are lots and lots of people who are now interested in distributing it. Because it's a food, and I don't market it as a drug. I market it as a nutritional supplement. So there is no reason why I shouldn't sell it everywhere. I've got a certificate from the Ministry of Food and Agriculture. They recognize that it is a product that is well prepared, because it is prepared according to the highest standards of pharmaceutical.
But because it's not a drug, you haven't had to have it tested. You haven't had to have any sort of field trials on it, which is why... maybe the authorities are concerned about your claims for it. You not only you claim that it can help against AIDS, but various other diseases as well, including all sorts of cancers, diabetes, sickle cell, heart and kidney diseases, and bronchitis and depression. It sounds a little bit like the elixir of life they used to sell in the Wild West.
Yes, that goes to indicate one thing, James Well, in that everything can be put into one unified theory, that all diseases are caused as a result of some form of malnutrition, of a nutritional disorder. So if you miss out on food in a certain way, you lack certain nutrients, which would have prevented those diseases that you get. If you don't get a certain vitamin, you get skin diseases. If you don't get a certain vitamin B, you get brain diseases. If you don't get certain nutrients, you get diabetes. So by my research, I realized that if I combined those nutrients from carrots, from cabbage, from broccoli, from all sorts of herbs, I put them together so that I can make them available as a form of a pill to anybody who cannot afford to eat food regularly, then I prevent him from getting ill because of bad nutrition. Is that a bad approach? I think that should be the approach to all problems of we have now that we know that diseases are basically nutritional in origin. That's why.
Okay, why? So you're telling me that, first of all, they threw this out of Uganda because they had a different pill they wanted to market that the Ugandan government was making money out of.
That's right.
In this country, although you haven't been stopped from selling it, hasn't been taken off the market, I can't seem to find any doctors that will come on and talk about it. They don't want to be associated with it. They don't want to talk about it. Or maybe they're just on holiday. I don't know at the moment. But they're not interested in talking about it. The newspaper run an article on you calling you the sick doctor dupes dying with AIDS cure con as the headline. And nobody seems to want to talk about it seriously. This must depress you terribly.
I wish you could arrange a program where we could bring here the people that have used this product, the patients themselves, because they are the best source of evidence. Not the doctors, because the doctors have to learn from the patients themselves to know that a product is useful. Now, the people who eat carrots every day will tell you carrots are very good, but those who never eat carrots don't tell about it. So this is from the user that you will get the good, correct information. That's why I would prefer those doctors or anybody who has finance. I hear Bill Gates is giving a lot of money away to people to do research. I wish all that I need is a sizable quid of money. I would supply the product to any doctor who is interested in research and establishing the validity of my claims. I am not claiming to cure everything. I'm saying that my nutritional supplement is a food. It's not a drug. It will help all those people who have got nutritional disorders. Okay? Now, if a person recommends cabbages and carrots for those with a nutritional disorder, you don't need a license for that. You don't even need a doctor to say that's correct. And the doctor who is called Hillary Jones in there, who said, there's no touch of evidence that vitamins and minerals, which are in Mariandina, have any value in treating people. That couldn't have gone through a very good medical school. Because any doctor who has gone through a medical training will know that no human life can be maintained without the vitamins and minerals that are in vegetables and plants that are included in that. He probably has never seen what is the level on the Mariandina bottle.
Now, you worked for some time in Scotland, I believe.
I did.
In the National Health Service.
That's right.
Yeah. How long did you work there?
I worked in the Victoria Hospital, Kirkcaldy, with the James Stevendale, who is the surgeon there. I'm by training a near northern throat surgeon.
Mm.
And I worked there for nearly 4 years. I worked in the Royal Infirmary of Edinburgh as a registrar in the Royal Infirmary. I worked in various hospitals as a locum here in Britain, in England. And I've been in Saudi Arabia as a consultant surgeon. So I've got a record.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So why can you not get these people? Because you've been here, you've worked as a surgeon, you've been in other places in the world. Why can you not get them to at least look at this thing that you are trying to do?
It is not the doctors that actually refuse to have a look at it. It is because they see no money coming out of an individual like me. It's always the money. See, if they ask me...
If you had money to sort of...
If they would be here like a flash.
Hmm.
But just if you could put this program on again, and I invite doctors to come on this panel who will be prepared, and I tell them I've got £1 million ready for spending on this research, they'll be here and be registering right, left and center. And I'm looking for that kind of money.
Where did you get the pill manufactured?
I have various stages. I get the herbs collected from various parts of the world.
Mm.
I then have them assembled here in England, and I have them prepared, and then I send them by, mind you, I use experts, these professionals. I send them to the capsulation department of of one company in Holland.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so when you were doing it in Uganda, were you making it in the same place?
The same place since the beginning.
Are you still a Ugandan resident, or do you live in this country now?
No, I live between the two.
Mm.
Yeah.
So nobody can get this now in Uganda at all?
No, because the government there has, there is the consignment of this preparation in Uganda at the airport, which has been there. I intended to have that product used by the people of Uganda because they love it. They have demonstrated. They have shown placards saying the Minister of Health is you killing the people deliberately. Are you a minister of the dead? Now, these are the demonstrations of people who are...
In Uganda, you can't say this sort of thing and expect to get an easy time of it if you upset the government, can you?
No, you can't. But I've dared to say that. I've been on so many radios in Uganda. I've appeared on so many times in the press in Uganda, making the same statement, telling the people that this is a product which is not toxic. It is a food, and it can be used by anybody. You don't need a prescription for it. So there's no problem.
You need 60 quid to get it, though, at the moment.
Oh, you need 60 quid because of the problem I took to prepare it and bring it to you. So I pay the people who collected the herbs from the wild, from Mexico, from the areas where it is grown. Then I pay the people who prepare it into capsules. I pay the taxes. And by the time I've finished all that, the capsule is worth. A month's supply is worth about £40. But look, compare that to the other products that treat AIDS. You need about £800 a month. You know that in the NHS here, don't you? I think you need £800. How does that compare with the £40 to £60 a month?
So why do you think it is then that you can't get somebody, maybe in one of the AIDS societies or something like that over here, to actually field test your product and say, listen, we'll give it to somebody and just see how it goes?
I think I'll get them the moment I get hold of enough money. You see, what you must
remember... But charities will be more than happy, maybe, if you were to supply them this stuff for a while.
Now that we have voiced this requirement, I would like any researcher to join me because this could be the beginning of solving the AIDS problem. I think if any researcher is well-meaning to come and join me, I couldn't be crazy to claim this for 10 years, saying the same thing that this product and using it on people. If you call in people to phone in now to say they have used the Mariandina, I'm sure this exchange here will not be able to cope with the calls.
Well, okay, I'll do that now. We'll take a break. Has anybody used Mariandina? Has anybody heard? You see, until today, I hadn't even heard of it. Now, mind you, I don't read some of those Sunday newspapers, but I hadn't even heard of it.
Now you've heard of it.
Now I've heard of it. Why? Where else would I have heard of it?
It has been on the internet. It has been in the journal. I've published it in the medical journal, the Journal of Transfigural Mathematics in Berlin. They publish a very good article on it.
I don't read those. I mean, I suppose until something gets into the News of the World or the People or the Sun or something like that, I'm not even sure what's going on in this country.
Of course, you can't read every paper, you can't read every journal.
Has this story in the News of the World calling you the sick doc, has this harmed or has it actually just brought awareness of it?
I think it has done a lot of good publicity for me.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, that's a lie. I think what they said there is just hogwash. All that it has done is that the whole world now knows there is a Dr. Sally who has made a big step forward towards the solution of so many ailments in the world by using nutrition.
Right, we'll take a short break, but if you want to call us, 0870-404060, my engineering assistant over there tells me the emails are not working. What's wrong with them now?
I don't know, man. They're just not coming through. I'll go and check the website out. It might be a problem with our website,
okay.
But there's no emails at the moment.
So you can't email us, but go to the website and check out how you can get a microphone. But you can call us on 0870-404060. If you would like to talk to Dr. Sally. Now, is he a charlatan? a fraudster, or is he the man who has got the cure to a lot of the killing diseases that the world is plagued with at the moment? What do you think? Okay, welcome back. Now, I've got Professor Charles Salyer in the studio with me. You will have heard about him possibly in the Sunday papers. He's being described around this country as a charlatan and whatever. But basically, he says he's got a cure for AIDS, and other people say he's talking rot. Also with me is Colin Maximum, and Colin has appeared on the show before. Talking about voodoo and the other associated...
Santeria.
Santeria,
yeah.
Which is another sort of religion. That,
yeah, it's similar to voodoo, it's the same, Spanish voodoo.
Now, all I'm going to, in this particular moment, is say, is it likely to cause you a lot of upset being associated with this man, Professor, because, you know, it might, some people might say, he's a witch doctor.
Well, I think we... doing something that is scientifically different, because mine is a scientific preparation which is based on nutrition as a means of keeping the body healthy.
How did the two of you get together then? That's interesting.
Well,
you as a medical man and him as a sort of high priest of voodoo, amongst other things.
I've known him as a journalist, and so as a friend, we have no quarrels. We have we are all working, I believe, for the good of man, and his line of action is different from mine, so there's no quarrel about anything. So
okay.
We are friends.
All right. James Whale on 1089 and 1053 AM. Your team leader, Talk Ball. Okay, welcome back. I'm talking with special guest this evening, Professor Charles Salyer, who says that he has a cure for AIDS, although a lot of the publicity that he's had since he was in this country trying to talk us into using Mariandina, which is something that he's discovered himself, which is one of these... In fact, somebody was talking to me about free radicals and was I taking antioxidants and things like that over the weekend. A good pal of mine who may well be listening. And I said, no, I hadn't thought about it. He said, oh, you should do that. You should do that. Clean your body out and get rid of all those impurities.
Yes,
and,
that's what I put in Mariandina.
Yep. Right, let's take some calls. John in London, you're on TalkSport on the James Whale Show. Hello.
Tenasserin. That's a greeting in Ethiopia.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, same to yours with Brad Nobel.
Greetings from God, yeah. The thing is, basically, I believe Dr. Salyer.
Like the girl's name.
Salyer. Mm. I believe you have got the right approach.
Thank you.
I think. Basically, because I suffer from mental illness and diabetes.
Yes.
And the thing was, I was told by some of the nurses that, in actual fact, the type of mental illness I suffer from is a deficiency in potassium.
You see?
And there are various deficiencies that my body has at the moment, and I'm taking courses of vitamin tablets and things like that. To supplement, you know, what I'm missing out from the food, because obviously when preparing food, you lose a lot of the nutrients from just cooking it. You know what I mean?
That's correct.
Yeah. So the thing is, basically...
So you think he might be on the right line, actually, with...
Yeah, I think he is, because I've come into contact with one of his distributors, and he was telling me about the product, and I was quite interested and fascinated to actually get an insight into it.
But it's very expensive, isn't it?
Oh, well, I'm not worried about expense, because what is health more than expense? What is life more than expense? If you haven't got your life, then you're dead.
Mm. Well, that's very true, actually, John. Thank you very much indeed. If you haven't got your life, you are dead. Hugo in Swansea, South Wales, you're on Talk Sport on the James Whale Show. Hi.
Good evening, James. Good evening. I love the grit of the program. It's great. A word for the professor before. Prof.
Yes?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Prof, where is your chair?
My chair?
Yes.
As a professor?
Yes.
I've resigned from it, but it was in Makerere University in Uganda.
In Uganda. Oh, right. So obviously...
You shouldn't find that strange, Hugo, seeing that Professor Saleh is a Ugandan.
I can understand the problems in Uganda, and anybody who's made the grade of professor, I've got the highest regard for. It's a lot of work to get there. There's no doubt about that. And Prof, you... Basically, you did ENT.
Yes, I did.
ENT. Yes. How did you, just inquisitively, that's all, how did you tend to move from ENT into the supplement and that for the world?
It's because I have done some of the research before as a professor in Makerere University.
Right.
I did research in the control of laryngotracheobronchitis.
Right.
As group. And originally they were using tracheostomy and steam paint to treat this condition in children. Now, I did a research in 1974 and 75 and wrote an article which is now published, it has been published in various books, and that is what changed all this treatment. And now, it's even in Great Ormond Street, they use my treatment. So, this background experience is what made me realize that most of the diseases I've done some other researches. Most of these diseases are wrongly treated. And when AIDS came, I was still doing ENT. I realized after 7 years in 1987 that it hadn't solved this. Nobody had come up with an effective treatment. So I decided to use my experience to do it. And though I was ENT, I trained as a general doctor at first. So I studied nutrition and I studied herbal preparations. And this is why I came to it. That's why I started composing what I believed is going to be the solution to some of the ailments that come about because of a nutritional deficiency.
Nutritional deficiency, I think, is probably one of the biggest problems in modern life, the way that we've moved away from the things that we should be eating and the garbage that we've been pushed through, I think is awful.
Exactly. You know, many people don't realize the importance of free radicals. These are the impurities in the body. When the body metabolizes the food, if it throws out things like hydrogen peroxide, which are toxic, and they are the ones that cause the disease in our body and cause our tissues to degenerate and to grow old, and they even cause cancer. They are the ones which cause diabetes. They cause asthma. All these can be wiped out by using free radical scavengers, which are actually, some of which are minerals, others are vitamins. And when you put them together in the right proportions, and they must, mind you, they must be natural, because those genetically engineered are no good.
Apparently, sorry for interrupting, but apparently tomatoes are very good for getting rid of these free radicals.
Yes, they are.
Antioxidants, and if you ate sort of a couple of tomatoes every day, that would do good.
Carrots, broccoli.
Carrots, yeah. And tomatoes have got a very good buffering effect, there's no doubt about that.
Yes.
But what I want to get to the point and really sort of ask you, Prof, is that do you have an idea about why the AIDS virus attacks so many people in such a certain way compared to different sort of groups? In other words, in sort of sub-Saharan Africa, we've got a terrible problem there with, obviously, the world can see that's related to malnutrition. It's got to be. There's got to be something to do with that. But then we come to the San Francisco type scenario where we've got very well educated, groomed people who are obviously very healthy. Are we dealing with different diseases?
Basically, it's the same disease because it acts the same way in the body. And the fact is that it is in gay people in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles can be explained by the same principle or the same reason as that used in Africa. You see, both groups got vaccinated. And if you read the book called The River by Edward Hooper, which has been reviewed by BBC and many other
places,
that will tell you that polio, which has been extensively used in Africa, was prepared, the vaccinations were prepared by using green monkey kidneys. And if you use green monkey kidneys, what do you expect? but to get the virus from those monkeys to get the human being.
You've got your Cirque and your Savage.
Yeah.
But it just strikes me, I can't get over how one group of people in a third world country, with no disrespect to that, what I'm saying, are so susceptible, and then there's a subgroup in a very developed country who are very, very health conscious, still getting the problem. I believe that it is a problem with nutrition somewhere, or a problem with the body, and or a problem with the way we metabolize things. But I think if you're going to go along this line, you must find the link between the two.
There is a link, because you see, when you have impurities, which increase as you lack your nutrients, then the impurities cannot be got rid of. You see, you must have the nutrients which will mop up the impurities so that the kidney can excrete them. And if you don't have the food and the proper food, or if you eat junk food, like those who mainly indulge in sandwiches, you know, fast food and things like that, that do not have basically balanced diet, they will get their bodies diseased much more than those who have got a proper nutrition. It doesn't mean going and eating the well-fried foods that. No, what you need, eat your vegetables, your fruit, raw, not too much cooked, because cooking can do that. Processing food damages it. So purifying sugar is the cause of the problem. Crystalline white sugar is damaging because the molasses that you separated from sugar are the cause. I mean, they are they contain all the nutrients you need to survive diabetes. And these, some of the those molasses, I put them in Mariandina, and that's why the results with the 4 diabetics is quite good.
Okay. Hugo, thank you for that. Let's move on. We have the professor here. Is the question we're really asking, is he a charlatan? Is he over here scamming us, or does he actually have something that could save the world, that could actually save and help people who have some of these very serious life-threatening diseases? Margaret, can I just ask us, we can't really ask the professor to do an analysis of an individual thing on the air. It would be complete, even though he wants to do, I'm not going to allow it to happen because I don't think it would be a very good idea. Margaret in Wales, in Colwyn Bay, you're on Talk Sport on the James Wales Show. Hello.
Hi, James. Excuse me. I've got a frog in my throat.
I'm fed up with the frogs. I don't want any more frogs on the program this evening. Can you make sure, Ash, we don't have any more on?
Yeah, okay. Now, anybody who's calling the professor a charlatan, they're charlatans themselves, and they're the sick people, not the professor.
Really?
My husband,
why do you think
my
that?
My husband in February was given 6 months to live.
Yeah.
He's a diabetic, he has a very weak heart, and he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Sure.
Now, I'm an ex-nurse, and I've fed my husband on fruit, and fruit and more fruit, vitamins, especially vitamin C, and zinc, and all the minerals you can think of. The doctor today, when I went to see him, couldn't believe how well my husband's doing. He said we expected him not to have any reaction at all to the chemotherapy. Because of him being a diabetic, we daren't give him the full amount. It's very weak we're giving him.
Mm.
And he can't believe how well my husband is getting. He can't believe it. I told him exactly what I was feeding him on, exactly all the vitamins and everything that he was getting.
What are you feeding him on?
Plenty of fruit and salads and jacket potatoes.
The professor's nodding his head in agreement.
Nothing like pizzas and things like that, and sausages and things like that.
Well,
all the
damn,
good.
My favourite food.
Yeah. Oh no, all the good food, James.
And I've had three bananas today.
I say to that professor, you keep the good work going, professor.
Thank you.
It up. Don't let anybody put you off.
Thank you. You are right.
Thank
you, Margaret. 100%. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Margaret. That's cheered him up no end. I'm reading a bit from the News of the World where they were talking about you the other, and apparently the News of the World tipped off the Department of Health who apparently decided to investigate. And the spokesman said anyone who claims their product can treat illness must have a license. Mariandina has no such license, and we will be alerting the Medicine Controls Agency, which will launch an investigation into Dr. Sully. News of the World medical expert Dr. Hilary Jones added there's not a shred of evidence to support Sally's claims. His literature is nonsense, and his claims are very dangerous. He says, for instance, that if diabetes sufferers take Mariandina, they will no longer need to take insulin. Now, that is quite a sweeping statement, and it may actually cause some sufferers of diabetes to sort of throw away their insulin, which they may still need.
No, because I never say such thing. That is the word, those are the words of the News of the World reporter. I never said such a thing. I couldn't say it as a doctor, because I'm trained. I've treated diabetics. What I say is this.
Mind, we are talking about Hilary Jones here. I don't know if anybody takes him seriously.
Well, I don't think anybody should take him
more
seriously.
More concerned about his hairstyle. Hilary Jones, a man with a woman's name. You can't take him seriously.
I don't know, but no. It would. I only tell people that if people were taking the right nutrients, they would not need insulin. I don't say, if you are a diabetic, don't give up your insulin, but just take the right food. Take the right nutrients. After a year, maybe months, of correcting your nutritional status, you will have got rid of the impurities. Your pancreas will regenerate the cells that secrete insulin. They are called the islets of Langerhans. They will start to secrete your own insulin. And then in the end, you will give up the use of insulin. But I'm not saying discard your insulin, but consult your doctor. Improve your nutrition, consult you with your doctor, he will tell you when to stop the insulin. I'm not telling anybody to stop the insulin. So that's a false allegation.
Okay. John from Essex, you're on the James Whale radio show here on TalkSport. Hi.
James, great interview. Professor Sally, I think, is making a lot of sense on nutrition, but I wanted to talk about HIV and AIDS. I've read a bit on the subject, and there isn't a scientific consensus that one, HIV has been isolated, and two, HIV causes AIDS. And also, the testing for HIV is notoriously unreliable. There are about 63 conditions that can cause a false positive test. So there are undoubtedly people out there who have received a false positive test who are receiving drugs for no good reason. Very toxic drugs.
That's very true. Because in my opinion, the HIV has been used as a form of propaganda frightening everybody. There is certainly AIDS. There is certainly disease caused by a virus. But the virus that is called HIV has never been isolated.
That's
neither
correct.
Did Luc Montagne or Robert Gallo. They don't have a sample of the HIV. When they asked about where their sample is or how they began to draw that little circle with the nodes around that they call HIV, they said, we thought of a model. You see, that they don't have a supply of the samples.
So can I just get this in my mind, because I'm obviously not really very medically up on these things. So what you're telling me, as far as you're concerned, Professor, is that there is, and you agree with this, too, John, there is no proven thing called HIV.
Exactly.
This is something that doctors have come up with, the possibility of having a low tolerance to
an immune system.
Your immune system is not working properly, and now they call it HIV.
No, but there is more to that.
Oh, hang on.
There's more to that.
Hang on, John, just a minute. Hold on just a minute.
There's more to that. It's not just the immune suppression from nowhere. The immune suppression is a result of the bombardment of the body with various antigens, little. You see, what they did when preparing the vaccine, they made many, many viruses they injected them into monkeys. The monkeys, together with those viruses which are in them, they extract the kidney juice
And in that juice, there are the SARS-V40, which are the kidneys of monkey viruses, and then those viruses of polio and all these they have used to prepare the vaccine, then put together with the debris from the monkeys, which are foreign, not human, put together and make a vaccine, you are going to introduce very many foreign antigens. They will generate a lot of antibodies. These are the antibodies they detect. And they test for HIV positive. And they are not caused by single organs called HIV. It is not there. It's a group of genetically engineered organisms, some of which are altered genetically, deliberately, like the polio organs, where they have put a gene which suppresses immunity. So this is the group that forms HIV.
Okay, let me I will come to you, John. Hold on. Let me, so I get this in my mind, just understand this. So AIDS itself, apart from HIV, AIDS is transmitted sexually by blood or...
Yeah, it is transmitted because these genes, which they have injected in the polio and all that, they get incorporated in the DNA of the individual. So when you transmit your sexual fluids into this person, it will go and grow into the next person. Because genes can actually transmit and transcribe into the DNA of the next person. That's why now all these diseases can be sexually transmitted, or they can be genetically transmitted, blood contamination or things like that. It is a gene. It's not a virus. These are genes attached to various organisms, various, even TB has got a genetic, a gene attached to it which can cause HIV or cause AIDS. Because it will suppress the immunity. These are immune-suppressing organisms are found in the human
system. So when I was told by my consultant that the reason that I got, well, he couldn't tell me the reason I got cancer, but I actually had the gene for this particular cancer.
Yeah.
That they can now actually identify the gene.
Yeah.
What the trigger is, who knows, but they can identify whether or not some people have that gene. Yes.
And if that gene is promoted, you see, if you had eaten the right things all the time, you wouldn't have got the cancer because it requires what we call promoting factors, like smoking, for example, or like using contraceptive pills. Like a contraceptive pill promotes breast cancer and the cancer of the womb. If you eat the right food and the right nutrients, you don't get cancer of the breast despite the disease. But even this, all this is the
John.
Same explanation.
Yeah, John.
James, unfortunately here I've got to disagree with Professor Sally. One, there isn't a vaccine for HIV, stroke, AIDS.
I don't think he said there was, did he?
I didn't say that.
Professor Sally, I think you mentioned a vaccine, didn't you?
No, I said polio vaccines, polio vaccination, vaccinations, the ones which transmit the genes that causes HIV, the suppression of the immunity.
Yeah, I'd like to
mention... I didn't say that it's a vaccination against HIV.
I'd like to mention two more things. One is AIDS itself, which is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Now, that incorporates a number of diseases, amongst them tuberculosis, I think dysentery. So in places like Africa, if you're unfortunate enough to say... catch, say, a tuberculosis, possibly without even a diagnosis, you may be labelled as someone having AIDS. You may lose weight, and often in somewhere like Africa, because medicines are very hard to come by, they say things like, you're going to die anyway, so we're not going to treat you. And that person ends up dying, going down as an AIDS statistic without even a test.
No, not in general like that. You see, a lot of people have believed the disinformation that has gone on in the media that now all the diseases that were existing in Africa are now called AIDS. No, that's not the case. As a doctor, I've been working in Uganda for 40 years. I've been working as a doctor for 40 years. I've known diseases right from the medical school. I have never known AIDS existing. Even the local people have recognized the fact that there is a new disease, which is called Selim in Uganda. Now, they couldn't have mistaken the old diseases which they have lived with for years to be the AIDS. And call it Selim, we give it a specific name. So there is a new era of new diseases which have come.
But all of those old diseases, it didn't come in one package and didn't come with a great deal of propaganda. Now, if I could mention...
Are you suggesting, John, that AIDS has had so much propaganda that people are beginning to think everything that has an unexplained sort of reason for developing could be AIDS, or...?
I think it's all explainable. And if, could I possibly, James, mention a book?
Yeah.
Now, it's by... Do you remember Joan Shenton? She's a former BBC
presenter. Yeah, I do.
No,
I remember.
She runs her own TV production company, has done in excess of 10 programmes on the subject of HIV and AIDS, a number for Channel 4's Dispatches.
Mm.
Now, if I could mention her book, it's called Positively False, the Myths Around HIV and AIDS, by Joan Shenton. It's published by initials IB and then Taurus. T-A-U-R-I-S.
And what does this book say, then?
Well, it's basically the background to all her years covering HIV AIDS and the programme she made.
Okay. John, right, thank you for that. I'm got so many calls, I can't sort of... The thing that really is depressing me slightly is, I don't know, I'm not medically trained to make a decision as to whether you are telling me the truth or whatever. I mean, what you say seems to be quite believable, and you have a certain charm about yourself, which is pleasant, and a nice sounding voice. But I've been conned before. About it, weren't interested. One consultant said to me, "I've got a dinner party, dear boy. What on earth do you expect me to do?" And so as soon as I mentioned your name, no, we don't talk about it.
You see, I don't think they would want to come and discuss this at the same forum, because today I'm not presenting scientific material. I'm talking in general terms.
Sure.
But if we came out to a scientific forum, they would not have any ground to stand and oppose me. Because I've done this scientifically. I put all the evidence on the internet. I put everything in medical journals. And
what
it is correct.
Give us a website where people can check it out.
It is www.mariandina.
Hang on. Mariannan. Yeah. Dina. Mariandina.
Yes.
Okay.
.com.
.org.
Oh, org. .org.
Yeah.
.ug. UG for Uganda.
Okay. Yeah. .or.ug. Mariandina.or.ug.
Right.
So all those doctors who I know listen at this time, could check that out. So the Medicine Controls Agency, which the News of the World passed on your all stuff about you to the Department of Health, who said they passed it on to the Medicine Controls Agency. Have they been in touch?
No. I don't think they would be interested in investigating a person who is trying to save lives, because they haven't found anybody complaining about taking Mariandina. I have a certificate from the Minister of Food and Agriculture that the product Mariandina can be sold in the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. So there is no problem, because it is a food. I'm not claiming to be a drug. I'm not saying I cure this and that. No, I say my preparation helps those people who have got new diseases that are a result of a nutritional deficiency. So they get the food right. I can tell them to eat carrots, broccoli, cucumber, and all these things, because that's where I get the things from.
Okay, welcome back. I'm just trying to sort out my my own supply of this herbal remedy. I said I'll take it for a month, and you'll know if it has done any good, or if I sort of get so hyper I can't control myself anymore. I'm talking with the man who's described as the sick doctor, who has been duping people. Uganda kicked him out because he says that the drug Mariandina that he has invented... You invented this. You've had it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. They say they've got a better cure for AIDS in Uganda, which I hadn't heard about, but there we are. So Professor Charles Salis, who worked here as an ear, nose and throat specialist in hospitals in this country, for a long time, has come up with this. Everybody's saying he's a charlatan. Everybody's saying you couldn't possibly get a cure for AIDS. This isn't a drug. It is It's just like going into a health food shop. Presumably that's the sort of place you would get it as well.
Yes, that's right.
It's basically crammed full of things like carrots, cabbage, broccoli and stuff like that, and lots of herbs and things. Yeah, okay. And we're taking calls on that. So I'm not medically trained. I couldn't find a doctor who would debate this tonight. I couldn't find a doctor who would come on here and say it's complete rubbish or it was... No doctor wants to talk about it. So I said, well, I'll take it and see. John in Birmingham, you're on TalkSport. Hi, John. Ash, can you answer the questions and stop looking like a gormless buffoon, please? John, yes, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, James.
I'm sorry.
Another John, I'm afraid.
No,
slightly
never mind,
more sane than the other one, I hope. A bit nervous, I'm afraid, because I haven't rung you before. One is, I just want to ask the professor, because I know the earlier John mentioned about misdiagnosis of HIV in Africa, and there most certainly is some research that suggests that, although it's a very complicated area, and the link between HIV, virus, and AIDS, anyway, is one of those debatable subjects. However, what I was curious about, because
what's wrong with this coughing tonight? Everybody who comes on here this evening has been coughing at me.
Dying, James. I'm just giving up the smoking.
I wish you would.
I'll try desperately. What it is, though, is in Africa particularly in the third world, there is very poor nutrition. HIV, there's a lot of illnesses linked with poor nutrition. And what I'm trying to say is this particular drug that he's given, a foodstuff, if you like, actually curing the symptoms created by HIV and not HIV itself? That makes sense.
Yes. Is Marion Dina killing the symptoms rather than...
Yeah, or if you like, curing some of the symptoms of the illness is caused by HIV.
If you analyze the situation, why do the symptoms come? It's because something has happened in the body to produce those symptoms. Now, if you see the symptoms disappear, then the cause is disappearing. Don't you see this logical that way?
Because I do, but the HIV, doesn't it attack the immune system? It's a retrovirus, correct?
Yes.
Would you agree?
It but you don't know system. It is, because you've never isolated it.
So you don't think
that's what they have told you, it's a retrovirus, but you haven't got a specimen where you tried it to see how it behaves as a retrovirus.
Hang on, I'm confused about this. So I thought that everybody, all the medical profession, knew HIV, they found it, they've discovered it, they know it exists, and this is what can cause full-blown AIDS.
Yes, that's what they have made everybody believe until they were confronted with the evidence that they didn't have it and they never really did what they claim they have done. Anyway, that's not because this is going to bore people when they start talking about whether it's a retrovirus or not. But what we should to consider about, the immune system is the most effective fighter against disease. Now, if you do not have an immune system, wait a minute. If you don't have an immune system, you will die. Even if you have all the antibiotics in the world, you will still die. Because these antibiotics cannot stop the bacteria. They can't remove the bacteria from your body without the immune system. The cells in the immune system, which are called macrophages and lymphocytes, are the ones which eat up. They eat up the virus and the bacteria, and then the body gets rid of those things, and the impurities come out. But without the immune system, the body will die of any disease that will attack it. So by strengthening the immune system, that's the right approach. You should not just go into putting into the body toxic substances that the body doesn't like, which are user-unfriendly, they're toxic, they produce the same effect in the body by suppressing the immune system, then you think you are going to cure the person. No, you can't, because you are producing the same very effect the virus is producing.
Yeah, but what you're saying, Professor, and by the way, I'm not negative about your use of foodstuffs and minerals, etc., in curing illness, especially antioxidants, because I've done some bits and pieces on this myself at uni, unfortunately. The thing is, what you're now saying is that HIV is not caused by the HIV virus, because there's no way that any sort of nutrition ultimately can affect the virus.
Nutrition, you say, cannot affect the virus. You haven't followed the reasoning there. I said, if you feed the body, it will produce antibodies which kill the virus. You see, the antibodies and the white blood cells are the ones which attack the bacteria and the germs and remove it from the body.
That is the immune system. And if you don't have that, you cannot get rid of anything from the body once it has invaded you. You see, that is why you have to start off from first principle. A child who is born without any antibiotics, you can grow up without any interference by just using the immune system, if it's properly strengthened. And we should have grown with that disease if we hadn't interfered with our immune system by eating the wrong food, by eating artificial sweeteners, by drinking a fizzy drink, things like that.
No, I agree. No, I know what you're saying. Let me ask you another question then, yeah. Okay? How long have you been using this particular foodstuff?
Ten years.
Right. You've obviously had patients that you've had for 10 years?
Sorry?
You've obviously had patients that you've had
of
for
course.
10 years?
In Uganda alone, I've treated 17,000 patients, and the other places I've treated another thousand.
Right.
Even in this country, in Sweden, in Germany, in America, in Florida. It's
okay,
catching
okay.
up very much in Florida.
No, that's good. No. I'm not being negative towards you, so I'm just going to ask you a question.
Yes?
With the patients you've had for 10 years taking this particular nutritional diet, whichever it is,
yeah.
Have they now been retested for HIV to find they no longer have any HIV viruses?
You see now what you are trying to draw You are now trying to draw me into the argument, do I cure AIDS? You see, this word cure is not wanted by the AIDS establishment. They will start pouncing on me and saying he claims to cure AIDS. Now, that's why I don't like that word cure. I don't cure AIDS. I enable a person to eat properly and the body itself will defend itself against all diseases. If HIV or whatever you want to call it is one of those things, well, you ask the patients. But I've got patients in Uganda who are dying of AIDS in 1988, 89, 90, and they are now, some of them are doing big business, some are in parliament, others in everywhere. They are evidence. If you want to see them, come, I'll show them to you, and the files I have about them, and they will tell you their condition. They are the ones who claim the cure. I'm not the one claiming for it. I'm not advising anyone that I cure their AIDS. No. Their patients are the ones who say it. So you can't accuse me of that.
Presumably they have to alter their diet as well as take their
supplement. Yes, I advise them to change their diet from the junk food they eat over the years and to go on to a natural diet. Eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruit, and don't go for artificially sweetened things. Because some of these artificial sweeteners are very dangerous to the body.
Hmm.
They cause cancer, they cause cancer.
That's right.
Why...
Let's take a few more calls. I'm not going to have a chance to take every call that's coming through. Just a couple more. Leroy in London, you're on the air. Hi, Leroy.
Hello, Dr. Marion Dina, whatever your name is.
Sally,
yeah, I don't believe you exist.
Well, that's a pretty stupid thing to ring up and say, isn't it, Leroy, really?
No, I don't...
You know, he wouldn't be here if we didn't at least have some background information on him.
All right, then, fair enough. This doctor exists, yeah? But I do not believe that there is one person that could take... All right, then, All right, so fair enough. I phoned and said I do not believe he exists. I will accept he exists, yeah? But Dr. Marion Dina, yeah?
Dr. Salis. Let's get to the point, Leroy, otherwise you're going to annoy the heck out of me.
Dr. Salis, what is in this stuff that cures so much? What can you cure with your Marion Dina?
Leroy, if you've been listening to the program, we've been through that 100 times. It's a bit of a waste of time, this call.
What can you prevent with your Marion Dina? What can you prevent?
Leroy, you should listen to this show more. Let's, because we're coming up to the end of time, let me actually allow Professor Salis to answer that, because we've repeated once. Let's just say what you think this does.
We said in the beginning that diseases like diabetes come because we lack certain nutrients. Like diseases like lupus are a result of an immune disorder. Diseases like arthritis are a result of what? Poor nutrition, which lacked in the joints, and the joints disintegrated. So if you place any disease, there is what we call, and I call, the unified theory, that all diseases are a result of some form or another of a nutrition deficiency. Herbs, vitamins, whatever you may call them, they are all part of our food. If you put the right herb in the right place, that's why we call vegetables, we eat them with your food. These are whole herbs. and put them together, our ancestors have learned over the years that these are the source of good nutrition, the good food. That's why they put them together, and that's why we eat them. That's why we keep healthy. But now with the Western innovations, they have come and purified some of the herbal products, herbal plants we had in Africa, and extracted the crystals, which they used individually and called them antibiotics or called them whatever they wanted to call them. But originally, they were herbs, and they came to Africa to learn all about this. This is where this source of healing has been for centuries and millennia. So why do we get away from those and started using crystals and the chemicals? We went wrong. That's why we are dying faster. That's why AIDS is killing us. It shouldn't have killed us. The monkeys don't die of AIDS. They have got the virus, don't they? But they eat the fruits. They don't overcook their food. They don't purify. They don't process their food. That's why they are healthy. They are healthier than we are. You see, this is the problem. We had originally a gene which converts glucose into vitamin C, just like the mice have. The guinea pig can die of diseases that kill us because it doesn't have that enzyme that converts glucose to vitamin C. Otherwise, it would survive like all the other animals. They use it as a guinea pig to experiment with human diseases because it is as weak as human beings. We should strengthen our bodies by proper nutrition. And in that way, we should be able to survive longer, live longer, and live without those diseases that affect us.
Okay. Labby in London, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. Good evening. Good evening, James. Good evening, Professor.
Good evening.
Thank you to hear a breath of fresh air on the radio. At least someone's doing something about the AIDS virus, which has been introduced, I believe, into Africa under the vaccination program that they've had over the years. I myself am using Marandina. I have done for over a year. My wife has, and our children have been using it to the extent that my wife's last pregnancy, when from the 5 months of being pregnant, we were using Marandina right through the pregnancy, and she continued using it. I'm talking about the daughter.
What did your
breastfeeding?
Okay, hang on. What did your doctor say about you using this herbal supplement?
Well, we didn't actually directly tell the doctor because they found that we didn't have so much problems. They did mention a little high blood pressure, but when we went back again, I'm talking about my wife, went back again, it wasn't an issue anymore. So we went on to have a good, healthy girl. And no problem. One thing we both noticed, my wife and I, that during her breastfeeding, her breast milk was very rich looking, very almost like creamy looking. And, she's bouncing around and great to us. And we're enjoying her fine. And I put it down to the Marandina that has made a difference, especially to my life as well as our family's life.
It sounds like you've almost instructed him what to say there as an advertising ploy for you. I'm sure, of course, you wouldn't do that, Professor.
I think he's just an honest person who has at least experienced. Mm-hmm. I think we need such people, honest people, who can stand up on their two legs.
How many of these, does it say on the, presumably on the packet, it says how many tablets you should take or what you should take?
Yes, it says on the packet.
And it has to say what's in them.
Yes,
it does. What sort of herbs are in there?
Well, we have in one of the products.
There are different forms of these.
We take a herb, let's say ginseng. We take a certain number of milligrams, put them together with the echinacea. We put them together with St. John's wort. All put them together according to their value. And the proportions are all measured strictly. And they are put together for a certain purpose, to achieve a certain objective, you see? So, for instance, this Polynergia, which has got all herbs, about 30 different herbs, is aimed at purifying the body and discouraging the growth of certain viruses. Mm. This is why it is so popular. And Marandina, of course, is the main thing, which provides the vitamins and minerals for the body.
Labby, thank you for your call. Everybody, all the lines are full anyway. Thank you for your calls. It will be interesting to see what sort of response we get to this. It will be interesting to see whether or not I will follow this, because I shall be interested to see whether you end up sort of locked up or thrown out, or whether you actually will be hailed as a hero of the 21st century. You're in an interesting position, aren't you, Professor, at the moment?
So I think.
I think you are.
I think, James, you will see me making a good contribution for the happiness and improvement of the quality of life of the next century.
Okay. What I'm going to say is that if I can find a proper medical professor who will come here and sit and talk to you about this, and I will invite you to come back, and I shall be interested to watch. I'm sorry, Colin, we never got round to talking about Zulu, at a later stage we will. Mr. Collins is next. I'm James Whale. We'll be back right after the cricket this evening at 10 o'clock. I hope you can join us then. Thank you, gentlemen, very much indeed. Next, it's news.
This morning in the sports...